Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Say instrumental, and it's not an instrumental. Now, you know you done pissed off about 50,000 people with that one.
Well, I gotta keep my time. That's when I was supposed to do that. Oh. Hey, hey,
much better.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. To Side Hustle Radio. We're back in the building. I be Hef Chulo.
You know.
And that be
at DJ DEEPOISC on everything.
That Platinum DJ. And for all those out there, happy 420. Out there's 420.
Why is it there a drink day?
For us, it's a drink every week. And speaking of drinks, our drink of the night is from Smirnoff Ice.
Might want to go get that out of here.
Yeah. Smirnoff Ice is called Smash. Smirnoff Ice Smash. That's lime and they had lime and cherry blend. 8% alcohol. Oh.
Can't wait to open it.
That drink is going to be nice and cold. Smirnoff Ice is our drink of the day. And again, for all your 420, I thought we was going to be able to get the mayor of 420 in Ohio,
yeah,
but he's busy.
Like crazy. Yeah,
yeah, I know. He's been out there posting, sending us, yeah. Hey, I need you to go ahead and play this track for us. Now, mayor, you know you're supposed to be in.
Did he send some tracks?
He sent me something. Some type of music. I don't know where this music is from, but yeah, he's out there. He's out there in these streets.
They don't know who the mayor of 420 is.
The mayor of 420 is Hellegrino from the 614 doing this thing, Make America Green Again. That's his campaign slogan. And he's keeping it up.
Yes, so there's been a lot of music dropped. One of the artists we had on a show.
What? One of the artists we had on the show?
Yeah, we're talking about Eric Sermon.
Oh!
His album dropped.
Oh, a whole album?
The whole album dropped, yep.
Oh, man, I gotta check that out. Let's see about the first track there. How's the first track going for you?
What did I think about the first track?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm used to certain sound from Eric Sermon. This is different. He gotta stay real too. When rappers do sequels to their songs or albums, I don't know, man. You know, I mean, one of the only ones that I could say they did good with sequels to their albums is probably Nas, Jay-Z with the Blueprint 2. But normally after that, Redman did all right with a part 2 to his albums. But, you know, I don't know, man. Carter.
Yeah.
Carter's have done good. You know, where we at? Carter 9? Carter, he's bad as Sylvester Stallone in them damn Rockies.
Rocky movie.
How many Carters you gonna do, bruh?
Who knows? Who knows?
This the Carter 35, and I'm 85. And I don't know none of the names of my songs on my album. He literally didn't know not one song on his album when he dropped it. Why are you doing the interview if you don't know your songs?
Well, didn't you tell me, he did the album so long ago, he should at least refreshed up on it, you know what I'm saying? Because remember you said when he performed that on one of the night shows,
yeah.
He forgot about the lyrics. Like, oh, man, I got to refresh the lyrics real quick. You know,
they brought you on the show to ask you about the album. You don't know nothing about the album. All I know is
it was written like 10 years ago and I was fighting to get it played. And my boss didn't want to play it for me right now.
Yeah. I was back when I was doing, syrup real heavy.
What's what you doing? He's still doing syrup. We even stopped doing syrup.
I don't do none of that no more.
Yes, he does.
Young Money. Does Young Money still exist anymore?
That's a good question.
All of those artists pretty much got their own thing going on now. You know?
Yeah. Well, he's out there. Only artist left is Juvie.
Juvie got his own thing. Juvie went back with Cash Money in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you talking about Young Money? You not talking about seeing? You ain't talking about Cash Money? Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is Wayne? What is Wayne? Wayne? Who he signed to now?
Himself. Pretty much probably by Young Money.
But that album was put out under Cash Money originally, but it got shelved.
But then it came out.
So Cash Money got the money anyway.
Well,
so the next album is going to be his.
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, Birdman got his hand in Wayne's next album, a couple albums probably. I don't know.
I guess we'll figure that out.
Anywho, I think we're supposed to have a guest, but you know, he is performing, right?
Yeah, I think I don't know what he's doing today. I know it's 420, so he very amped. He was very amped that it was gonna be 420. So he probably take a little time out his smoke break. He probably take a smoke break
between him and
the mayor.
They probably Greeno. Just get them two together.
They probably together right now. No, Greeno.
Two Ohio artists doing their thing, smoking, blazing,
making America green again.
You gotta blow that.
No, you gotta keep it in. Lay it out slow.
I don't know, man. I don't smoke.
I don't know. I don't smoke either.
I don't smoke nada. Oh, you were square. Okay.
No, shoot, my lungs are sensitive to smoke. I get asthma. Shoot.
Yeah, all right.
What you munching? Crunching?
I have asthma, so that don't work. But see, man, weed clears your asthma, bruh. Oh, that's why you need to smoke it.
No.
Take advantage, man.
I'm
weed
good.
Is of the earth.
You should be up. Like I said, remember I take CBD pills. You know,
so you gonna have a CBD pill for today?
Nah, remember I brought the gum to the studio. You like
I ain't.
Take that gum out. Take that gum out. We ain't chewing no gum.
Touch it. I don't want nothing to do with it.
It was good. Made my body feel good.
I have another job where if they even were you somewhere in the vicinity of marijuana there, Mr. Poise? Yeah, they asking me about. So, how's your DJ thing going?
Don't worry about it.
What the hell? Yeah, they literally made me fill out a paperwork about working another job or having a second business. It ain't none of your damn business.
No way. I thought my company was bad.
Right. So, if you're working another job, you need to report it to us. I ain't reporting jack to y'all.
Get out of here with that.
We've been watching you guys' Instagram and you're getting a little too successful. You're going to have to make a choice. Do you want to do this radio thing or do you want to work for us?
We out.
You know, right now I have to work there, but I can't wait for the day when I say,
I'm out.
Peace.
I'm like, you know, you gonna go to work. It's like, hey, I brought cake in the conference room, and then, hey, come to the conference room, brought some cake for everybody. And on top of the cake, you're gonna say, I quit. That's what I would do.
That's what you're gonna do?
Oh yeah. I'm like, hey, I brought cake for everybody. What does it say? Why you bring cake, Hef? I just brought cake for everybody. I quit. Yes, I'm out.
You'll be back. That'll be the hater in the background. You'll be back.
Oh, they know me. I never went back to a job.
Oh, you think it's possible I could come back? Okay, so let's play Keith Sweat. Let's play a song from Eric Sermon's album featuring Keith Murray. Stay Real Part 2 featuring Nature and Keith Murray. After Keith Murray's loss in a battle, it's kind of hard to redeem yourself, man. You lost to one of the worst artists. I'm sorry. That battle was horrible. But anyway, let's get into this.
Keith Murray. Death Squad, yep.
This that ill shit, real shit.
What?
This that ill shit, real shit.
Say what?
This that ill shit, real shit. Real shit.
Yep.
This that ill shit, real shit.
Updated and uncured. Today's the day that the greatest to come forth in the hood. Wearing black on black, we don't talk. No, this ain't for show. Big guns that goes off. For the gram, he shows off. Fuck them all, they got snow heart. They all soft like a chinchilla hair. Seats in the wheelchair, niggas not following. Gotta speak real clear. $1 million dreams in Queens, we all chill there. And even though I moved out, I still care. Getting bent, pay your next month's rent. Fuck your baby mama friends, I'm the most trusted. Like the devil, niggas feel like it's no such thing. Been the truth since Ghostbusting. Nigga.
This that ill shit, that real shit. This that ill shit, that real shit. This that ill shit, that real shit. This that ill shit, that real shit.
Black America, they love to hate ya. Sun getting paper, Eric Sermon and Nature. Downright disgusting when we busting out. Rick James coke out the snout. Oh yes, we a hell of a drug filled with dopeness. Had to come back as God, niggas is hopeless. I stand here with three holes in me. In seven sins around me, some might envy. Watch when I walk on water at the pool party. All of my enemies walking up like, E, I'm sorry. I apologize, I wasn't thinking wise.
No,
I was in the wrong boat, that one's sinking size. Yep, I keep my pilot on auto. I keep my pockets on Fred El Gordo. Just in case someone tried to erase, influence my fan base like I wasn't great, I'm real.
It's that ill shit, that real shit.
Yeah.
This that ill shit, that real shit. This that ill shit, that real shit. This that ill shit, that real shit.
Greetings, yes indeedy, let's get on with the proceedings. Time for little niggas beatings, break it down like baby feet things. Like, boy, get on out of here, change your dirty ass jaws, motherfucker. Only motherfucker that I am is yours. There's no peace without no hardcore laws, and we must profit from the lessons that we paid for. Further in the torch with the flame for the richest fame and the glory, cause America loves a good comeback story. Like, watch your mouth is sold to bring your drama to a halt. When I pull a big gat, niggas like you same votes. Like, hey, it's the American way. Like two shotguns, I'm racking an AK. Smoke your boots, disinfect your static. Keep stepping up like I was walking towards the attic. Like two black dogs who come back when they spray. What date, what time, no snitch, I won't say.
This that ill shit, that real shit. 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 This that ill shit, that real shit.
I don't even know what to say about that one there. It's all right. It's all right. I'm going to say that's all right. That wasn't my favorite song by Eric Sermon right now. I mean, I got to listen to the album. Maybe it's got to grow on me, but not one of my favorite.
It has a lot of growing, Grasshopper. A whole lot of growing.
Yes.
We might need some manure. Hey, we got an artist straight in the building. All the way from, well, the OH.
I.O.
He go by Kazmat. Mecca. I think I got it right, but he will correct me when he get on the show. With that being said, everybody give a round of applause to Cass Matt in the building.
What's good, y'all?
What's good? What's good?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I hear you
yes.
clear.
Okay, cool.
Happy
cool,
420.
Cool.
Yeah, happy 420.
yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Y'all
celebrating up there or what?
Ah, man. Unfortunately, I'm not.
Yeah,
I can't.
Working.
Do,
my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
But we're drinking.
Yeah.
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Not smoking, but I'm drinking.
There it is.
Now you working tonight, aren't you? Performing or something like that?
Nah, man. No? I'm actually at a little family little function. My fiance on her side, you know, her mom wanted to cook the Easter dinner today.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're still up over there. But it's all good. I just stepped out to my ride for a minute to talk to y'all because, you know, we made this commitment and my man and my word, so we're gonna get it in. Talk about this new Kazmeta record. Let everybody know about it.
Okay.
And for those who do know you and for those who don't know you, can you introduce yourself and where you're from?
Yeah, for sure, man. My stage name is Kazmeta. Kazmetah. I grew up around Highland County. It's a little south of Columbus. But I've lived a little bit of everywhere. I lived down in Greenfield or Hillsboro. Lived in Columbus for a time. Used to sleep on couches in Cincinnati. I used to stay in Kentucky for a while. Stayed in California for a while. So I've been a little bit of everywhere. But definitely an OH10 cat, you know, most of my life. So, yeah.
And how long you been... dropping music professionally, or shall I say independently, or whatever?
Not ever since I started. Like, you know, the first couple years, obviously, I was just writing and kind of getting my craft together. And then, basically since like 97 when I started making tapes and like selling them in high school.
Oh, wow.
I would maybe consider that
school?
You was doing this in high school? Oh, most definitely. I was doing it in junior high. I was rhyming in junior high.
Whoa. Let's rewind.
Yeah, I'm old, man.
No.
I started my independent grind back then. I was selling tapes for like $5, $10, whatever.
Oh, wow.
In school? How did you get influenced?
Sure.
For those who know, because you're from a little small town originally.
Yeah, but. Right? Yeah, but I paid attention to the. You know what I mean? I still had the Source magazine and things like that.
You was getting Source in your town. How was you getting Source magazine in your town? Oh, you subscribed to it. Oh, that's how you was getting it.
He trying to make it.
Well,
like...
that's not how I initially got hip to it. Nah, we was getting it in the town. I think Rite Aid is where I first got hip to one. I think it's at the first one I picked up had Slick Rick on the cover. I still remember like it's yesterday. Walking into Rite Aid and being like, yo, they got the Source here? So, you know, I picked it up in. I knew about the Source by hearing about it, you know, through word of mouth or however. But you know, and your MTV raps and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I was religiously watching that every Friday, you know. So, Fab Five Freddy and Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, those guys are like fathers to me for real. Like, you know, they gave me the game like early on. And you know, between that and the Source, I had all the influence of culture that everybody in the city had, and then some. Trust me, like I was a nerd. Like I was going and finding every little thing about hip hop that I possibly could, especially at that age, you know. And like taking my little allowance money and going to the record store and copping like every week, you know, the new releases. And then, you know, when you get a first get a job. Oh, yeah, I was hungry, thirsty. I had a first name relationship with the record store lady. Like, she would give me 10% off because, I swear to God, I would walk in, she'd be like, yo, you know, how are you today? And, you know, she always, she was just, infatuated with my love of it and gave me 10% off. I was getting tapes for $9 when everybody else was paying 10 back then. You know what I mean? Like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, I've always loved hip hop since I was.
Man, so why hip hop? Why hip hop? How did hip hop just influence you?
Well, I've always loved music in general. Like, you know, I think I was just born into it. My grandpa was a drummer for Johnny Paycheck and George Jones and all these country, you know, legends back in the day, Tammy Wynette. So my whole family played country music. You know, and they're like legends down here, like for real, for real. Like, if you know about country music, you know about these guys, I promise you. But they're like the OGs. So, like, music is just in my blood, but I didn't really take after that, man. Hip hop was just, I don't know. I can't call it, man. It's just whatever. Probably the first stuff that, like, really, I was hip to rap, like, early on, but, like, the stuff that really, really, really grabbed me was probably, like, probably when Dre and Snoop came out, man, like around that time, like something about that gangster rap and that, you know, that age that I was and that lifestyle, that was like, yo, that's something totally different than I'm not used to. So it definitely infatuated me and drew me in. And then from there, it escalated, you know, to Cypress Hill, to House of Pain, to Tupac and, you know, Too Short and just, you know, Ghetto Boys and.
Wow.
Nas and, you know what I mean? Like, we could talk for hours about, you know,
hip-hop,
about this stuff. But I mean, yeah, definitely all coasts. And that's crazy because I was like living here, right? I didn't have that bias, like, of say growing up on the East Coast, of a lot of New York dudes, no disrespect, but they only like New York rap, if you know a lot of them, right? And like vice versa, a lot of people are really cultured. Like, at least back in that time, in the 90s, when everything was, you know what I mean? It was more like,
West Coast,
everything's kind of everything now.
Beef.
But
at
that time, you know, you're talking in the early 90s, it was like East Coast had its sound, West Coast had a specific sound, Down South had a specific sound, Midwest had a specific sound. But I just loved it all, is what I was getting at. Like, I didn't have no bias, I just loved it all. If it was dope, it was dope, so...
So your
anyway,
music,
man, I got off on a tangent, man. You got me talking about my love here. So
your music could touch a little bit of both coasts. You're not
exactly
biased.
That's kind
of
where I was getting at. Like, definitely my style is like real gumbo. Like, I have my moments where I just go off on my little boom bap tangents, and I might do a whole album where it's like strictly boom bap. Oh. Had a cuts on there from the ill DJs and everything, and then I might do a whole album where it's more like house party vibe, you know what I mean? Mm. Or then I might do another album that's more like street, you know what I mean? I'll do like whole projects and have like, just be switching up the sounds, just kind of playing whoever I can, you know, the producers that I'm working with at the time, whoever I can get to make their sounds mesh. And, or I might just work with one dude for one project to make sure that the sounds mesh. And, you know, we just do it all over here, for real.
Talk that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I promise.
So back in the day when you was in middle school, you started doing your own mixtapes and you were selling them. You was already in the game selling your music.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what I mean? I was hip to like E-40 was doing it way back then. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably one of the first independent cats that I remember, and just that whole Bay Area in general was like, they were on their independent hustle. So, like, you know, like I said, me being hip to everything that's going on everywhere, you know, I knew that. So I was like, copycatting it. I mean, why not? You know what I mean? Like, you can, you know, I wasn't like, trust me, I wasn't throwing them out the trunk like crazy, like numbers like them cats were. But yeah, I had the thirst, I had the hunger, you know what I mean, to start, you know what I mean, at that age. And, you know, but by the time I was like, I say like 20 or something like that, maybe like around 02 is when I was really like, that's when, like, you know, you start pressing CDs at that time and with the cover and like everything shrink wrap. And like, you know, by 03, 04, that's when like the MP3.com kind of thing came along, message boards, like getting into that whole like internet movement real early, because being from a small town and not really having a scene here, and like, you know, I could travel to Cincinnati and Columbus and whatnot, because, you know, still living in Greenfield at that time, but It was just easier for me to get on that internet grind, so I started doing that early. You know, before I knew it, I'm selling stuff everywhere. Now it's not just in my town; it's in other states and other countries, it just took off from there.
So for
day
real,
day by day, you're talking 15-20 years.
Being for real, you never needed to. You never had a interest in being signed to a label then, pretty much. Is what.
I've been signed. Yeah, I've done label deals, too.
Okay.
It just depends on... those have all been... But they've all been, like... Well, I can't say all. Most of them have been... Because I've had a few label deals. Most of them have been, like, relationship-oriented, where, like, I knew the CEO. Or he knew me or of me, and it was like there was a relationship type thing there. So there's like a issue of trust, you know what I mean? And the deals was right. Like, I'm talking like 50-50 deals, not no shady stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it was right on the business
like,
end.
Like, no puffy
and
stuff.
And the promotion, they had their radio, you know, connects up to where they was going to get me radio play and 400, 600 stations or whatever the numbers was. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have some cool little indie deals to where they really help push my name out there. I cannot take all the credit at all for, you know what I mean, doing it all on my own. I've definitely had a lot of help, for sure, along the way. Shout out to Plastic, Josh Naminsky, this dude at Elect Recordings. They got labeled, they got a couple offices. They got one in Seattle and they got one in Rochester, so... big up to them. John Madison, those guys have been holding me down for several years. They did a couple of the records. They did the first Guest Room record, which is the one that we're doing the anniversary of right now, in 2 days, Guest Room 2. So yeah, man,
2 days,
I'm excited.
2 days, you dropping, right? In 2 days?
I'm dropping like in 2 days, basically, yeah. So what's today? 420, right? So
420.
On 421... On 4/21/2009, which was like 10 years ago, right? That's when the first Guest Room dropped. So literally like 10 years later is when Guest Room 2 is dropping. It's actually dropping Monday. Just because I didn't want to do a drop on Easter on a Sunday. That's kind of like, you know what I mean? Who's going, you know what I mean? So I'm waiting until Monday to put it out. So 4/22 is when it's going to actually drop on, you know, all the digital platforms that you get your music on. Or if you want to support me directly, you can hit the Bandcamp site. I got CDs on there and t-shirts as well, but you could do the digital thing if people want to just... But it's 18 tracks, man. I got loads of features on here. I got, you know, all coasts. Like, all the sounds, like I was telling you about. Like, you can hear a little bit of everything on here. I got Yuck Mouth from the Loonies on here. And their name is popping real big right now because of that that new movie that's out that their song is playing on. So people have been talking about them again. I think that's dope. But they always been dope to me. The Loonies have been super dope. Yuck Mouth as a solo artist, phenomenal. You know what I mean? Doesn't get his props. So I wanted to reach out and get him on the record. He jumped on it. Raz Kaz is on there. He's actually coming out to Ohio for two of my release shows. One of them's going to be in Columbus on May 3rd, and then one of them's going to be in Cincinnati on May 6th. So if you're available, man, you guys need to come out to the May 3rd show. It's going to be dope. It's going to be at Flavored Flow. You can just check out all the info on my social media, though, because I ain't got it, like, memorized off the top of my head, like the address and whatnot, but it's going to be dope.
Okay. So let's get to one of your... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, you was gonna get into one of the tracks.
Yeah, let's get to one of the tracks. Which track you wanna play first?
Man, I sent y'all let's get into that Redemption joint. Okay. Is there one called Redemption?
Okay. Yes. Okay, go ahead, introduce.
Yeah, so Redemption is a song I did with Metro and Quell. Metro is actually from Columbus. A lot of cats up there know who Metro is, and super dope MC, man. And Quell is from Chicago. Super, super sick MC from Chicago. My man Matt Man made the beat, man. It's crazy. Check it out.
Let's go. Be right back. Slide.
Yeah. reapproach rap, sidestep on them. Looking, you can find me, I'm right next door. I got my mindset on autopilot. They can't see me, get the eyes check. I might flex on them like a bicep. New concept, try something new instead of doing what they do. There's little time left. Ever since I took a little time left, never been another. Need them in the neighborhood, they just killing each other. Make change out of $5. So get that bare fake J's. Never catch me in a bare fake J's. Swear to Michael Jordan, I support him and his fortune. Make it hot, scorch and take a shot wide open. Maybe next time, shoot with your eyes open. Or maybe there won't be a next time for him. That's the deadline. Get him in the next life, open for redemption. Here we don't pay him no attention.
Absurd, we don't turn the sermon unheard. We talk too much for dodging one word. Redemption. The lost ones heard redemption. We dodge one word absurd. We don't turn the sermon unheard. We talk too much for dodging one word redemption. The lost ones heard redemption. We dodge one word.
Reapproach, research. Realize we don't rehearse for rebirth. We crawl for we walk feet first. These cursed street curbs leave me with a deep thirst. Seems worse now than it was when we lurked round town in our cross-color t-shirts. These days you cross colors, you could leave hurst. Deep in the dirt, sleeping with the worms. Not talking Friday, creeping with the perm. Gonna be a Saturday morning in the church. Better pray for redemption, cause the way this generation living, the end is in reach, sir. I'm an MC, but I don't talk about the reaper. It's a grim situation, leave it to ether. Sons of anarchy are marching for the people. Cell phones are peoples, I'd rather have a beeper.
Absurd, we don't turn the sermon unheard. We talk too much for dodging one word. Redemption. The lost ones heard redemption. We dodge one word absurd. We don't turn the sermon unheard. We talk too much for dodging one word redemption. The lost ones heard redemption. We dodge one word.
Reapproach reality scars validated as parking. Spark a gated alley midst the alligator barking. Off a dark walk, the stars all brighter. Talk, call shorty, walk with your lighter. Like oops, where the hope at? She hope is where the dope at. Hungry, half a honey up the road to hold a throwback. Game right, we learning pop and playing jam with a pimp. But mommy fishy, swimming, swigging a fifth. Limp and holler, raise a scholar to think. Swallow after swallow, crazy 80 on a dollar for link. It's funny, draining from the arc all day. Straight banging, the strangers always in the hallway. Demon gardens in the thinnest artist features. The sin is where the heart is, but then he flipped the hardest creature. Bidding on a part and made it awkward, hard to reach us. Stress gives no F's like kindergarten teachers.
Absurd, we don't turn the sermon unheard. We talk too much for dodging one word. Redemption. The lost ones heard redemption. We dodge one word absurd. We don't turn the sermon unheard. We talk too much for dodging one word redemption. The lost ones heard redemption. We dodge one word.
Bet y'all never saw this coming. Kaz Mehta Metro and Quell. Columbus to Chicago. Madman on the track. Midwest in the building. Guest room 2. Yeah. Shoutouts to Tao G's. Typical cats.
That's Kaz Mehta.
Yes, sir.
And that is Redemption.
Yeah, man. Y'all like that one?
Oh, for sure. That is what hip-hop needs again, man. We need that back.
It's that wordy rap, yes. Right? It's not... It might take a few listens to catch that one, but that's okay. We can't be afraid of that anymore, man. We gotta give something some rewind factor, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're trying to give them.
I saw myself in the Tahoe with the sunroof open, going down 71 South, heading to 6. I saw myself playing that out.
Bring back that boom bap, bro. We need that.
Had that little bounce to it though. Yeah. I think it had a little bit of a. It was like a hybrid type of production going on with that beat there. Like, you know what I mean? I like what Matt did with that one. So. Yeah, we try to just bring the raw lyrics, man, and on that one. You know what I mean? Quell is, if you know about this dude, man, on his solo stuff, is a hard one to keep up with, man. He's a very, I'm quite sure I read in an interview once, like, he's literally a genius, like, on the IQ scale. So, not one to play with the lyrics, man. So, yeah, that was definitely one of those wordy ones. We can do the simple stuff, too. We can make some catchy songs, too, but that one there is definitely one for the hip-hop heads to digest.
Everybody here was bobbing in the studio at unison.
cool.
My head was bobbing like, yeah, that's what's up.
Cool. That was that one's for the heads, man. That one's for the heads. So shout out to all the hip hop heads that was digging that. Appreciate it.
Okay, so we understand. So who were some of your influences when it came to your music?
Influences, man. I tell you what, Big L was like early on. Like, I say, a quick one that jumps out at me. Just his creativity and his wittiness, you know, that digging in the crates. Around that time was when I was like, okay, I want to rap, because I was listening to rap before that, but like, I feel like, if I'm really being honest, when his first solo album come out, just the bars and the wittiness on there, I was like, oh, man, I think I could do this. I think I could be funny like this, you know what I mean? Because to me, it was like I was cracking up at the punchlines. Like, he was saying that witty, funny stuff, and I was like, yo, I want to try to do this. So Big L early on, Redman, you know, is another one I really rocked with, as far as style and flavor, and the Wu-Tang, just Method Man probably, I would say maybe even a little bit of, if I'm going out to the West Coast, like, well, they from here, but like the Alcoholics, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I really rocked with the Alcoholics a lot too. Underground stuff, man, to be honest, like, I really wasn't too big in the mainstream rap hardly ever. Like I said, other than the exception of like the real obvious stuff, like, you're not going to sleep on Death Row and, you know, the real obvious bangers, but I was kind of like always, you know, more of a underground head. Still am, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Underground, hieroglyphics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of stuff. Casual, I rock with heavy, still to this day.
Your name is a legend. Your name is some, wow, you're a genius.
Raz Kaz, of course, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I'm just trying to think. Like, I'm not trying to give you no just, oh, silly little answers. Like, I'm really trying to think hardcore. Like, yeah, like, beasts, man, like beastie, yeah, like I wanted to be influenced by the best, like, so like those are the kind of dudes that I used to like really study and like extra go in on. But even like that being said, I'm not even on the front, like Bone Thugs and Harmony, straight up, and you would never really even hear it because I don't really harmonize like in my rap, but
right.
But trust, like, I listen to those dudes a lot coming up. So Crazy Bone and Busy Bone, they definitely get a big shout out from me as far as, like, learning how to really deliver a cadence and a rhythmic. I mean, them dudes ride beats, bro. They ride beats
they
in
do.
A special way. You know what I mean? So, like, so when it comes to me doing other types of beats other than the boom bap, like, I gotta shout them dudes out, because any type of double time beat that I rock, you know, I gotta shout those dudes out. They're sprinkled in there somewhere for sure.
Yo, man, when we mentioned you was coming on the show, man, we got a lot of like people who said that you are a real hip hop head, and definitely everyone is looking forward to hear you on our show, and they said that you are hip hop, and just sitting here with you going down through the list of artists, man, I could definitely say, man, you are a hip hop head for sure. And thank you for keeping it alive, man, with the music,
hey, man. We can't do anything but keep it that way, man. Like, I never ever. I'm a leader, not a follower, man. You're not going to get me to follow some old clown. Look, there was whack, corny rap around in the 90s, too,
true,
man.
That.
Like,
true that.
So, like, we can't make excuses and be like, oh, man, it's just suit. I mean, yeah, there's a super, super exaggerated oversaturation of it. But if you're looking for raw stuff, the underground is, man, I can list just as many dope dudes nowadays that are still holding the torch. Crooked Eye, killing them. Royce the 5'9", killing them. Joel Ortiz, just Slaughterhouse in general. Those four dudes, I know they're not a group anymore, but still, like, those four dudes, that whole essence. There's plenty of dope stuff out there, man. Like, and a lot of the veterans are still making music, bro. Like, I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, to me, and it might not be for everybody, but I still like hearing the old dudes, like, sharpening their blades and coming with,
for sure,
some of their you know what I mean, like, like, for real, like that new Cypress Hill record that dropped last year or whenever it dropped, to me, bananas, like, they killed it on that. And you know what I mean, that's an old, those are old heads, bro, and they're like still like trying to make, you know, nope, I put it like this, nobody else dropped an album that sounded like that last year. And that's what I gotta salute them for. You know what I mean? They're still just trying to do their own lane, and that's what I do. You know, I do a little bit of all of it because I was influenced by it all, but I definitely don't want people to think I'm a biter. You know what I mean? I'm still doing me. You know what I mean? And yeah, I just love this stuff, man. You guys got me super excited. I love talking to anybody. You can tell, bro.
That's hip hop. That's hip hop.
Pumped up,
this ain't no
game to me, man. I love it. Like, hip hop raised me from a young buck, man. I'll be 38 in September. You know what I mean? I've been doing this a long time, man, and it's really all I'm. I don't really have any specific other trades that I'm good at, bro. Like, this is the one thing that I claim. This and like Pac-Man, you don't want to see me on Pac-Man, bro. Nobody wants to see me on Pac-Man. I can't play these new games the kids got.
No.
Don't ask me about Fortnite. Don't ask me about, don't even ask me about the Army games, like the Call of Duty. Yo, that's too technical for me. Just give me the nice, simple Pac-Man, and I'm going to run through everybody. But that's good talking to y'all, man. It's good talking to y'all, man. For real, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate the time.
Oh, I know.
Out to Buka and everybody who was showing love, whoever they were, man, and anybody listening, man. If you taking the time to listen to this right now, and we ain't boring you with my little nerdy hip hop facts, salute you. So you a real hip hop head.
Like I said, I know you took a little time out. And I know you got to go spend some more time.
They family. Good, man. I mean, I told them it is what it is. They were like, "Are you?"
You know,
been in there for hours.
Yeah,
I will get back in there in a minute. I think you wanted to play one more joint.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah, you probably get excited about hip hop.
I know how to
like
segue this, man. I know how to segue this. This ain't my first time. I got you. I will get off on tangents, but then we will always steer it back to the road that we need to be on. For sure. So yeah, we just took a little detour, but we about to get into this next joint, y'all. They gonna cue it up for y'all. It's called Killing. I'll set them up for it. This one features a couple Columbus heads. Blast Mega was my man from Pow Bundy. And he's a longtime veteran Columbus Underground dude. I finally got this dude working on a solo album, like for real, with my man Matt Man doing all the beats. It's going to be fire. It'll be out either later this year or next year. But y'all got to check out Blast Mega. He's fire. And the song also features Copyright, who everybody knows. I don't even need to give no more introduction about Copy. Everybody knows his status. And the beat is by AG Flux, super dope producer out of Denver. The song is called Killing. Check it out. Appreciate y'all. Yeah. And I'm going to go after this, if that's cool.
Yep.
AG Flux, what up? Meta, Mega, Copy. Cuckoo in my choo-choo, my train of thought might lose you. When you see me skywalk, you gon' be like, cuckoo? New dude? Nah, pause, I've been killing fools since FUBU. With guests in Carl Kanawa, fresh in style, considered new school. Now it's the era of the rainbow hair. I'm not a hater, I'm savoir faire. I'm just saying I ain't never seen a gangster hang around here that paint their nails. Hold up, these hoes made me want
wanna throw up. Throw on some Dilla donuts and go study some coke cuts. We show off, gotta show up. Know the ledge to this hip hop history. There's more to rap than y'all pretend to be. So all the disrespect is finna cease. If we hear you sneak this and we peep that you mention us, you get in the sheets. White with red blood stains laid deep in the dust, our eye to the beat. If 6 feet ain't enough, we'll dig some creeks and make some mud. Complete your features with concrete sneakers, then you can finally be the plug.
Are you sneaking this, but are you ready for war? Just on a sneaky mission. It's here hitting, I got soldiers on the street hitting. One's false move, we deep issue. Sheep shouldn't speak with him, think he kidding. Hope he got nine lives or he kidding. It's my spree killing, I preach him, and reach him. Spree killing.
To the sound of your brains getting beat in. I'm going all out, my 2 feet in. My own shoes like a new pair of wheat Timbs. Stomp your wheat then, wait about a week then. Resurface right around the weekend. Ready for purging, the urge is a beast in. The belly of a monster feasting. And we eating, sink teeth in. I see you reaching, but your arms ain't long enough to box with God or strong enough to even raise the bar. Why would you even want to spar with us? We'll carve you up. Before you start with us, think twice then again. Even then you still might end up in the car trunk tied up. Fuel to the fire, I light up, ride up, let them all fly. A bunch of angel kings with shotguns like passenger sides. So go ahead, run, and find out what they really out here raising in the sun. It's the way of the gun. Live by the sword and you die by one. A quarter to cutthroat, time waits for none. Drape the rosaries dipped in the ovaries of a nun. It's the way of the gun. Live by the sword and you die by one. A quarter to cutthroat, time waits for none. Drape the rosaries dipped in the ovaries of a nun.
You sneak this, but are you ready for war? Just on a sneaky mission. It's here hitting, I got soldiers on the street hitting. One's false move, we deep issue. Sheep shouldn't speak with him, think he kidding. Hope he got nine lives or he kidding. It's my spree killing, I preach him. The incredible three-man team, a he-man strength, that we ran things since we had feet. Imagine Peter's a fetus, the seed is a genius. My heartbeat is my feet at the stomach, and key with the sequence, I see what the key is. I don't sleep, I don't need it, I'm feeding off. MC's exhaust. Hugging the proud owner, but a big titties you feed me.
Ain't pass, better hash than my cast meta has. It'll put you in the mood to relax at a spaz. So don't pass till I spaz, let him last. Cause I rap at a sober, takes drags and he laughs. Three CO kings trying to see Kilo Cream without a new PO screen. Got weed so green that we OD. Maybe I'm crazy, CeeLo Green. So sick I need a chemo screen. So sick, eight time I go piss my PO sting. Leo G, you snap like a DOG. If you don't see, COP is G-O-D. Got this locked up, be low key. Still ain't safe, it's a combination of Evo D's that I could have done to have fun. He's so mean, but he a reoccurring nightmare and he won't leave.
I'm Freddy Krueger on the slaughter. Deadly ready with the Luger to your medulla oblongata. I bet he lose, body slumped in the Chevy coupe. Barely animated like Betty Boop, forgetting cute.
You sneak this, but are you ready for war? Just on a sneaky mission. It's here hitting, I got soldiers on the street hitting. One's false move, you in deep issue. Sheep shouldn't speak with him, think he kidding. Hope he got nine lives or he kidding. It's my spree killing, I preach him.
That's Kaz Matter.
Yeah.
All the way from the OH.
Ayo.
He said we just three CO kids. Oh, I like that.
This is like rhyme battle there or something. Y'all was just throwing verse after verse. Nonstop.
Yeah, man. That's the trickery. You see what we did there? We took that beat that the kiddies like, but then we didn't do that mumble rap on it. We still kept it lyrical. You know what I mean? That's what you that's what you got to do to them. You got to trick them. You bring them in with a beat that they like. Nah, I like that beat too, man. Shout out to AG Flux. That beat's hard. Everybody went hard on that.
Yes.
Everybody brought the gas for sure.
Yes, y'all did. Hey, shout out to Kaz Matter. Sorry about that.
You good.
Before you go, how did you get Kaz Matter? That's one of the questions.
One of the questions. So it'll help you remember it too. Like, it's basically, if I'm just going to tell a little short little answer, like, you know how when you're young and, okay, you probably don't know. Okay, so check it. When I was young, I was like the only white dude hanging with like all the black dudes. One of the dudes called me Casper one day, right? It stuck. But then after a while, I'm like, yo, I don't really like this. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
stuck on the Cass.
So, but Cass stuck. So Cass stuck from that. And then, but I had changed my name to Metaphors. But then I didn't like want to keep Metaphors. So I kept the Cass and I kept the Metaphor. Kaz Meta and put them together, you know what I mean? And that's basically, like, if we're just gonna tell the super super quick story on how I cheat, that's the Konami cheat code on how that came together.
Bars,
basically. Yeah.
Just that, yeah. You just
and that's hip-hop, man. I guarantee you, like, you ask a lot of cats, like, they probably came up with their name by fusing two old names together or three old names or something crazy like that. It happens. It's pretty common. Like, I didn't know that at the time that I did it, which is kind of makes it even more punk rock, you know what I mean, to me. But I'm like, yo, that's dope that I did that. But yeah, that's how I came up with that, man, basically. And then, yeah, man, it just stuck. Like, I've been Kaz Meta probably since 02. Or something like that.
Okay.
So it's
Cass Meta.
It's been a minute.
Okay.
Yep.
That's for Metaphors. Okay, with that being said, Cass Meta, when is your album dropping again?
April 22nd. That's Monday. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Everywhere.
And how can they get it?
If you go on iTunes or Spotify or Bandcamp or Amazon or any of those places, Tidal, any of those places you get your music from, they can get it.
That's what's up. And how can they follow you on social media?
Social media is going to be at Kaz Meta on my Instagram and Twitter, and I believe even on Facebook. If you Google me, that name, there's nothing else that's going to come up. If you spell it right, Kaz Meta, you good. You're going to find me everywhere. Promise.
Everywhere. Kaz Meta, Google it. Kaz Meta is on everything. Okay, we got your CD dropping. We got your music dropping.
Got that show coming up.
Got the show coming up. And give a shout out to where your show's coming up at.
Yeah, man. Flavored Flow Studio. It's in Columbus. Check out the people from 2x2 Hip Hop Fest are the ones throwing it for me. They're doing a little event called Brews Over Beats. And it's the second one they're doing, the second annual, brewsoverbeats.com. You can get tickets there. It's like it's craft beer and a hip-hop festival combined, right? They're bringing all the local, I don't know about all, but they're going to have like a stack of breweries there with all the local little IPAs and the craft beers for all those cats that want to do that, you know what I mean? And then there's going to be Raz Kaz, myself, Blast Mega, the Animal Crackers are a dope DJ crew from Cincinnati I'm bringing up, and then we got my man Aztec the Barfly, who is a phenomenal MC from Detroit. I promise you, he's dope. Do not miss Aztec. There's going to be B-Boys in the building. If you B-Boy, if you dance, come out. There's going to be other B-Boys there. I think there's even going to be a place for the Graph Riders if they want to get busy. This is going to be a real hip-hop event.
Oh, a real hip-hop event. Okay.
A real hip-hop event, y'all. Come out and see how we do it. Have fun. Like I said, tickets at brewsoverbeats.com. I don't know the address off the top of my head. I'm ill-prepared on that. But if you follow me on social media, I'm posting the flyer like crazy. Just look at my, you know, one of my most recent posts, and you're going to get all the information there.
By any chance, are you going to be performing at the soccer stadium this year? At the Cruise Soccer Stadium, doing that little
man. Festival? How do I do that? You know the people doing that?
I thought you was going to be.
About, but that sounds fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun. I will see you there soon. Then,
man. Link me with who does that, because we can definitely rock a stadium.
And who does that. Hey, bro, we about to go to that thing and get some more drink sponsors in this piece right here. Sure, I need some drink sponsors.
As you should.
Kaz Meta, you have any shout outs?
I like you guys, man. We're going to hang out for real.
Man, you family, bro.
You better come to my show.
You family.
Ain't going to be no weed situation going on at this
event? Of course there's going to be something going on at that event.
Yo, let's talk off. Yo, I'm telling you, let's talk. Let's talk, boys. Let's talk. Hit me up. Come to the show. talk yeah. off the thing, and we good, man. We fam.
We family.
You don't have to come up and introduce me, you know, because I don't, or introduce yourself because I don't know what y'all look like, but find me. Find me.
He said I look like a highway patrol cop sometimes because I don't have a mustache.
Yeah, yo, clean face, brother. look like a state trooper, you know, with a newscaster haircut.
Oh wow, he's trying to play you right now. I see what's
always,
going on.
Always
trying
to play.
That I like though, boys.
Always trying to play.
That I like.
But
the type of jokes that I like.
You have any shout outs you want to give?
Shout outs, man. Shout out to the whole C-Bus. Anybody that's listening, shout out to Buka. He's a legend. Shout out to Jay Rawls, a legend. Shout out to you guys, man, for, you know what I mean, doing what you're doing.
I'm a legend.
And, I love y'all. I love everybody that cares about the culture and is about, keeping that alive and all that buffoonery, and he's just, it can die. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I'm yeah. really cool with that. Let's keep the, you know what I mean? There's a place and time for having fun, but we can do it with, I'm just all about my substance, man. I got to have a little bit of substance in there with it. Let's figure how to make this stuff smarter, man, because we're going to dumb down the generations, man, and that's the thing that scares me the most, man, is like, I see little kids listening to this buffoonery, man, and it scares me, bro. Like, I don't want to see the future get all the way away. So, sorry to get on a pedestal, but if we're going to end it, I'm going to end it in true Casmeta style. I like to preach a little bit, guys. It's real.
I just
like
said
to
church. I'm good. We just said church.
Yeah, I do. Like, yeah, exactly. I'm from Southern Ohio. You think I don't know Jesus? Get out of here. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, that's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. You have me back for that.
Man, I can't wait to have you back from this on the show. Like I said, we're going to be helping drop your single this coming Monday. And,
appreciate it.
You,
man. I'm going to send y'all some more music, too. I'm down to send y'all the whole album. You can really pick whatever songs you want to play on it. Like, I'm not even... You know, I'm not like that dude. It's like where you ain't got to play what I like. Play what you like. You know what I mean?
That's the DJ. Yes. That's the...
You're the DJ, right? Like, I mean, like, isn't that how... Y'all understand, but a lot of people don't understand that's how that's supposed to work. So, I trust real DJs to play real music. You know what I mean? That's, and we'll just leave it at that. I know y'all got to go. And you probably sick of talking to me, you know.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm sure my
man.
Fiance is waiting on me, though.
Yeah, you'll get
so
trouble.
I just saw the porch light come on. I'm wondering if it's a sign. I'm sitting outside like, yo, okay.
I hope you
that
got
light
your keys.
Is bright in my eyes.
Yeah, I hope you got your keys with you. You might not get back.
I do. I'm good.
Locked out.
I'm good.
Okay, family.
All right, boys. You guys have a happy Easter, man. And hopefully I see you on May 3rd at that show, man. For real.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. All right. Hey, that's Casmeta. Follow him on Instagram at Casmeta on Instagram. Spelled just like the spell, sound. You want to spell
it?
On everything, yeah.
On everything.
Yeah, hey, so follow him. And follow me on Instagram. That's at Hef Chulo.
At DJ DEEPOISC on
everything. And until next week, celebrate 420.
Grab that album, man.
Yo, grab that album. Just coming
Monday,
the 20th. The 22nd. The 22nd. Just coming Monday, the 22nd. Grab that album. Until next week.
We are out.
Peace.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Highlights the past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.